Right, time to talk to Ronald now. And Ronald is the man who says that we better get our things in order because the end of time is coming. Ronald Wineland joins me now from Canada. Ronald, good evening to you.
Yes, I'm a little farther south, but that's okay.
Oh, you're in the U.S., are you, Ronald?
Yes.
Okay, well...
It's all the same to us.
I've already... it's all North America to us, Ronald.
Okay.
You know, I've had a few of your devotees on telling me not to take the mick out of you and to be respectful, so obviously I'm going to treat you with the respect you deserve, Ronald. I want you to know that. Now, it's... we talked before about a year or so ago.
Yes, we did.
And you were over here, I think, at that time, promoting promoting your book. And now we've come almost next week, I think, to the start of the times you were talking about.
That's exactly right. April the 17th.
April the 17th next week, Thursday, I think, if my memory is correct.
Correct.
What do you reckon is going to happen next Thursday? Tell me.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, that's when my job begins. There are two people prophesied in the scriptures in Revelation that begin their job as the two end-time witnesses, the two prophets of God for the end time. And that lasts for exactly 3.5 years before the time Jesus Christ returns to this earth. And then on that same day is the day that the first trumpet of the seventh seal of Revelation is blown.
Let me just get this absolutely right, Ronald, so that I don't misquote you. You are one of the two prophets of the end time.
Correct.
Who is the other one?
That'll be announced on the 17th.
Okay, so will it? When you say it'll be announced, will you announce it?
Oh, absolutely. It will be in audio on the sermons that I give, and it'll also be put on the website at that time.
Some people are saying that if you are this prophet, Ronald, and that you know what is going to happen, that you are duty-bound, surely, to warn people who may be able to save themselves.
Well, that's what both books that I've written are about. It's about what people can do, but it's the same old story throughout the Old Testament, through time. There really haven't been any prophets around in that respect for 2,000 years since the time of Christ. He was a prophet as well, but... there haven't been any prophets, per se, in the church that have had a job to go out to the world since the Old Testament and since the time of Christ.
How do we know that you're a prophet, Ronald, and not just some sort of nutcase who's hearing voices in his head?
Well, that's a good question. That's exactly why this last book, 2008, God's Final Witness, was written, was to write everything out specifically so concerning various events, the timing of various events, so that when we actually came to them, people would know who to listen to. Because the reality is, I don't care what kind of calamity it is. Take Katrina here in the United States, or take 9/11. There are all kinds of ministers and religions out here getting on the bandwagon and beginning to tell everybody what God has told them and why this is happening. You know, it's really easy after the fact to begin saying, this is what's happening, this is why it's happening. But to tell in advance, down very specifically, you know, there's only one way that can happen, and that is if God gives it.
Well, there's a lot of very strange religious cults in America at the moment. There's this one, the Church of Latter-day Saints, who they've taken all the children away from them because they were abusing them and stuff like that.
Yep.
There's a lot of religion has not got very much going for it, Ronald, I'm afraid.
Well, that's exactly right. A lot of religious, that's the whole problem. The religions of the world haven't done much help for mankind, have they, all through the ages here? There have been wars in the name of religion over and over again. A lot of them came out of your country and went down into the Crusades, down into Palestine and various areas there as well.
Listen, I don't like religious people. I don't care whether they're Christians or... I shouldn't say that. I know people who say they're religious and they're perfectly pleasant and everything else, but I really cannot be... with the people who...
the reason people are turned off by it, and probably the reason you are, is because you see all the hypocrisy and all the lying that takes place. And that's exactly what my job has been, is to tell people about what's been taking place. Jesus Christ, when he came along 2,000 years ago, he didn't say that the Judaism at that time was doing anything right. On the contrary, he condemned every one of the religious beliefs at that time, and they said they were not doing what they were told to do. They were not living by... They talked about God a lot in the Old Testament, just like traditional Christianity. They talk a lot about God and about Jesus Christ and about love, but they don't talk about what God gave to them. They made up their own religion. They made up their own beliefs. And it all started basically with traditional Christianity and the Catholic Church in 325 A.D. Almost every Protestant church follows the teachings of the Catholic Church, the Trinity, Easter, Christmas, Sunday worship, and on it goes. That's where they got it. They didn't get it from the Bible.
Okay, I agree with everything you just said, funnily enough. But I'm concerned for you now, Ronald, because if nothing happens next week, you're going to look like a bit of a dodo.
Well, I understand that perfectly well, and probably more than most.
What has God said to you that, you know, supposing it doesn't happen, or are you at, do you know definitely that things are going to happen next Thursday?
I know that the first trumpet of the seventh seal is blown on that particular day, and it is going to be a process that begins to unfold over a period of 45 to 90 days. And after that, there's what's called the second trumpet that's blown, and when that trumpet blows, it absolutely is going to leave no doubt in anybody's mind, because we're talking about nuclear weapons from that point forward.
So hang on, let me get this right. You are actually saying, Ronald, within the next 50 or 60 days, is that right?
In that time frame.
There will be a nuclear device detonated on this planet.
In the United States.
In the United States.
Yes.
Will this be detonated by the United States or by other people?
Other people, and the first things that happen will be in port cities. They're not going to be on land yet. When the third trumpet blows, it will be on land. There'll be nuclear devices go off in cities.
Hang on 1 minute. The trumpet when it blows, is this a trumpet, musical trumpet you're talking
about? Well, it's just, it signifies something that God announces from heaven, and an angel that is given charge to blow a trumpet at that particular time. Nobody can hear it in this world because...
Well, that's pretty stupid. Why are they blowing a trumpet nobody can hear?
Well, they can hear if they're listening to who God is working through.
Right.
And that's exactly what my job has been, to tell people what's going to take place, what's going to transpire. And that's what my job is.
And
if people will listen to what is being said, then there are things that they can do and prepare themselves to help themselves.
A serious point. I mean, have you been in conversation with this being you call God?
No, it doesn't work like that.
How does it work,
Ronald?
There are
people who hear voices. There are people who have all kinds of things they claim. God as a whole has worked through prophets by what he communicates to the mind. It's strictly, God doesn't speak verbally. He doesn't have to use anything physical to communicate to human beings. It's done in the spirit in man, that there's a spirit essence in the mind of man that gives us the ability to think and reason, to be different from the animal kingdom, and he communicates to us that way.
How did you know you were one of these prophets?
Well, it was through that revelation, the revelations that God gives in the mind, and gives the ability to see and understand things that are in Scripture. Ability to see and understand things that are so false in this world. That's why it's very clear that the three major religions of this world, in the sense of those that came out or claim to be descendants of the God of Abraham. We're talking about Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. They have all gone off course a long time ago, and were very off base anyway, for what is known anyway, as far as the world is concerned.
All right, Ronald, listen, I've got to bring us back to the 21st century. I've got to take a commercial break here. I'm sure you won't mind that. I want to come back then. I want to talk more about what's going to happen next week and how maybe some people can prepare themselves, because people need to be able to prepare themselves, don't they?
That's true.
Okay, we'll come back. James Well, the James Well Show. Lisa, we need Lisa to do some more jingles for this
show. Yeah, hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, do some jingles, Lisa. Get in touch. Let us know how you are. I'm talking to the end of time prophet, Ronald Wineland, who's talking to us from the US. Next week, according to Ronald, is going to be the beginning of the end. I was always led to believe, Ronald, that the end was going to take years and years and years.
Oh, that's what a lot of people believe. A lot of people believe, especially a common theory over here or idea that a lot of people have, is a belief in a rapture, and they believe they're going to be raptured away. Jesus Christ is going to come back from the heavens, and there are going to be thousands of people raptured up to heaven and taken back to heaven, and they're going to watch all this destruction down here on earth. That's pretty sick. But anyway, that's not what's going to happen. They believe it's going to last for 7 years. It's not going to last for 7 years. It's going to last exactly 3.5 years, and it's all going to be over with.
And when it's over, what are we left with?
We're not left with a whole lot on this earth. There are not a lot of people going to come through this. The fifth trumpet that blows is what takes place in Europe. It's going to be the last revival of what's referred to as the Holy Roman Empire. It's the seventh revival.
What, you mean Italy's going to go back to being on top again?
Germany.
Oh, Germany.
Germany, Italy will probably be with them, but there's going to be 10 nations. 10 nations out of the common market right now, out of the European Union, I should say. 10 nations will merge all of a sudden out of the European Union. They're going to step in and prevent the United States from retaliating because of all the things that are happening over here. And when they do that, they're going to do it in a military fashion. And once they've done it, they can't take it back. They're going to wish they had, but they're not going to be able to take it back because they've already done it.
We're going to wish they had what? Not done what?
Attacked us militarily.
Oh, you mean we here are going to attack you there?
Not you. You're going to be one of them that's going to be taken over as well.
Right, okay.
The UK, just like what happened, basically, World War II is going to have a repeat, except this time they're going to succeed. And after that, it says exactly a year and a month and a day later, Russia and China come together, and that begins a huge phase of the final war that takes place that leads to a period of time that many don't understand. They misconstrue what's said there about Armageddon.
How on earth in the 21st century, when we're also so much better educated and so much more aware of how stupid war is, can we get ourselves into this situation? Or is it just God? Listen, this is just your God's dirty little trick, isn't it, really?
Well, what it really is what man is doing to himself. God, at the very end, intervenes to stop it. Otherwise, we would destroy ourselves off the earth. We have enough nuclear weapons on this earth to destroy it 50 times plus over. That's how many nuclear weapons are out here in Russia, China, the U.S., and other places.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, it seems ridiculous that we've got these things, but we live in fear of everyone else. I presume they're going to be used. So what is actually...
Well, what happens when we go down the tubes here in the United States? We have been the strongest economy up to a point here until a few weeks ago when the European Union passed up the United States because of the rising value of the euro, but...
Hang on. What would you mean? You're blaming it on the European Union?
No, I'm just saying the United States, this is all prophesied. We're going down as far as our economy is concerned.
Mm. But that's the fault of your ridiculous government going
exactly.
into this war
we're,
in
we're
Iraq.
Doing,
yeah.
What we're doing over here is destroying ourselves economically, and we're dragging the real world down. Well, the world's not real happy about all that, and that's understandable. And so because of what we're doing here, and because of terrorism, the things are going to take place, when we begin to deal with nuclear weapons here, when Washington, D.C., when New York City, and Chicago, when those places are destroyed by nuclear weapons, and we have no Wall Street anymore, when we don't have a Washington, D.C. anymore, when we don't have a commodities exchange in Chicago anymore, the world is going to start reeling and trying to deal with what's going on and try to regroup, and that's exactly why Europe steps in. They come to a point where they have to do something. It's not because they want to. It's not like World War II where they had a Hitler that did what he did. This time it's going to be out of what they think they have to do. They're going to feel an obligation to step in and do something.
Right, so let me get this right. So everybody knows. Starting next Thursday, all right, and I'll call you after the event, and we'll talk, if you want to.
Give me up to, like I said, it's going to be a process that unfolds over 45 to 90 days.
Yeah, but you said something's going to happen next Thursday, so you can't back
that's
out now.
No, I said that's when it begins.
Right, okay.
Yes.
So it begins next Thursday with some kind of attack or natural disaster in the United States.
Exactly. A process will begin. I made it very clear here in a book on that particular seal that it will not even be revealed until that specific day. But anyway...
So that's next Thursday it will be revealed?
Exactly. That's when it's going to be starting to be revealed.
All right. Okay, so next Thursday we will see something in the news.
Yes.
All right, okay.
You may have to be told what it is in the beginning because it's going to be a slower process that unfolds because it gives... And a lot of it is for a purpose of allowing for people to mock, do the same things they've been doing for all this time. But it's going to stop, like I said, when the second trumpet blows and weapons do go off in this country.
All right, so it starts next Thursday with some minor irritations.
Oh, it's going to be quite strong.
It's going to be bigger than minor irritations. And then within the context of the next 45 days or so, nuclear weapons will attack the United States.
Exactly.
Okay, now when the United States is attacked by nuclear weapons, then I will believe that you're the prophet.
I understand, and that's exactly why the book is written.
And so I might not be able to speak to you after then.
Well, I'm still going to have ability to contact people, talk to people, because it happens here in the U.S. first.
Yeah, but you might be involved in the you might get caught up in the explosion.
Oh, no, I've got 3.5 years to live. God promises that I'll have 3.5 years because my end is already written in the book.
How do you die?
I die in the streets of Jerusalem 3.5 days before Christ returns.
Why do you die 3.5 days before he comes back?
Because it talks about a power which is in Europe and a religious power at that time, who is the head of that physical government in the sense of a religious power, which is the Catholic Church and the Pope. They're going to have ability to finally kill me. That's what they want to do all along anyway, but God says they don't have the ability. No one has the ability to kill me or the other prophet, the other witness.
So the Pope's after you as well?
He's not going to be happy with me at all, no.
No. When is he going to be mostly not happy with you, or is he not happy with you now?
He's starting April the 17th. He will not be happy.
What will you... Is it something that you are going to... do on
everything
April the 17th.
I say is going to be about the Pope and the Catholic Church and what they have done to this world and traditional Christianity. They're not going to like what they hear, especially when they see me gaining in strength and power and recognition. That's just the reality of it all.
Right. Now, let me get this right, Ronald, so I understand. So starting next Thursday, you will become more of a world figure than you are now.
Well, that will be the beginning of it. Not many people are going to recognize me as that for a while. Like you said, until the second trumpet, you won't.
Well, I mean, you're telling me in the next 45 days there's going to be a major attack on the U.S.
45 to 90 days, absolutely.
Oh, now, hang on. 45 to 90 days. How long is it going to go on, Ron?
That's exactly what I told you. I told you, and I've already spoken this before in messages I've been giving over the last few weeks, that 45 to 90 days... there will be a second trumpet blown. I am not told yet the exact timing, but it will be 45 to 90 days.
Right.
Some of that depends on the attitude and the response of people here in this country when it comes to repentance. If they are going to begin repenting like they should, if they're going to begin respond like they should, if they don't, it's going to be quicker.
Right, okay, let me get this right. So if after next Thursday, when the first trumpet is blown, which, by the way, none of us will hear apart from you, if we don't respond in a more positive way after the first tragedy that is inflicted on the planet...
In the U.S.
In the U.S., it'll then just get worse until people come to their senses and start saying, please, we don't want this anymore.
It will happen faster. The problem is people aren't going to say, we don't want this anymore. This is already prophesied because God knows human nature. He knows exactly what we're like. He knows exactly what the people of this country are like. And he knows what we're going to do. So there's going to be a process of four trumpets that bring this country to its knees. And candidly, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Western Europe will fall under the same category before it's over with.
And who's going to be left? Does it matter who's left or not?
You mean at the end of 3.5 years?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. There are people that God says, even by percentages and so forth, that are going to come through these things. And there are going to be some countries, though. India is going to be decimated. It's going to be horrifying what takes place in some nations because of what China does to it. It says that China, when they rise up after a year and a month and a day, after Europe begins to do what it does at the fifth trumpet, when the sixth trumpet is blown, China and Russia come together and says they're going to destroy a third of all the earth and a third of all mankind.
Why do Russia and China decide they want to destroy a third of all
mankind?
They
don't want Europe having the say. They don't want Europe in control, and they see their chance to step in and take a little bit of theirs while the taking is good. That's their mindset.
Okay. They're getting pretty annoyed about the way people are treating their Olympic torch at the moment. So
yeah, and they need more land for expansion.
Exactly, yeah. And the U.S. is going to be decimated, they might as well move over there and join you. Now, let's suppose that none of this, and you've been quite candid, you've given dates, next Thursday it starts, and you've said then within 3 months anyway, things will come to pee. If in 6 months' time nothing has happened...
Oh, it'll be quicker, Ned. If things do not happen by mid-June, very clearly so, I will make it very clear I was a false prophet and I will never preach again.
If that happens, Ronald, will you talk to me or will you just disappear?
I'll talk to anybody who wants to talk. Maybe somebody can learn from something like that if that were to happen, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, but if it does happen, I mean, how will you feel if you've suddenly been, you know... we have to remember, of course, if you believe all this stuff, there's going to be a false messiah. I mean, that could be you.
Well, that some of those things are already out there. But anyway, I appreciate what you're saying.
Who's the false messiah then?
Well, there are some scriptures there that are not fully... you're talking about Antichrist, right?
Mm.
Yeah. People don't understand what that's all about. It has nothing to do with a single individual. And a lot of people think it's some president or a pope, the pope, or someone else. And they've misunderstood that with a great false prophet that's going to rise at the end time and become more powerful. And that has to do with the Catholic Church, and it has to do with what he's going to be saying. He's going to be given special power beginning April 17th when he's in Washington, D.C. I'll be in Jerusalem, but he'll be in Washington, D.C.
Okay. Why are you going to Jerusalem?
Well, I'm supposed to be there. That's where my job starts, and that's where my job ends.
Okay, Ronald, fascinating. Next Thursday, we will get the first sign.
That'll be the beginning.
It'll happen in the U.S. and Canada.
Parts of Canada, yes.
Parts of Canada, parts of the U.S., and it'll happen offshore.
No, that's the second trial.
Oh, that's the second one. So this first one will happen on the land. In way, will it be a terrorist attack, or is that what we will be told it is?
I don't know. I don't know until the day it begins.
Okay.
I'm sorry I can't give you more, but that's exactly what God says. So.
Yeah. But you know it's definitely Thursday.
Yes.
And by June, the whole world will be in turmoil.
No. By June, the United States, between June and the... And again, I want to be real specific about this. Mm. Starting with April the 17th, within 45 to 90 days, depending on people's reactions in the United States, is going to determine how quickly the second trumpet is going to blow. The second trumpet is in port cities in the United States, like San Francisco and New York, the harbors and so forth, the various areas, Texas, Houston, Texas. When those weapons go off, then what is followed by that will be weapons on land in the third trumpet, and it just progressively gets worse and worse and worse until we're no longer able to function as a nation.
All right, well, I was going to have a good weekend, Ronald, but now I think I'm just going to go and, well, I'm going to build a shelter, I think, in the garden or something.
I don't want to shoot you down there, but that's not going to work either. But anyway.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go out
and... under a table with baked beans.
I'm going to go out and have fun. I'm going to party like it's 1999. Thank you, Ronald.
Okay.
We'll talk soon. That's Ronald Wineland, who's only got...
Oh, he wants to talk to you quick.
What, Ronald? Sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't even plug the book.
You did? No, Ronald, I knew that was a thing.
That's horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're giving it away free, don't forget.
Yeah, of course, Ronald, yeah.
Matter of fact, we're giving you some business over there because we have a publisher there in the UK printing it now, too, and a publisher in Europe that's on the continent that's printing
it. What's our cut, man?
What's our cut, Ronald?
Actually, there's no cut because it's given away free. You have to talk to the publisher, the printers over there.
How'd you get the book?
Go to endtime2008.com. We'll give them a free book.
What's the address again?
Yeah, it's endtime2008.com.
Endtime.com.
No, if you endtime2008.com.
Okay, endtime2008.com.
And we'll send them a free book.
Okay, free book. Where'd you get the money from, Ronald?
A lot of people who believe this are supporting it.
Okay.
There'll be no point in money soon.
As a matter of fact, I got to thank you because I met a bunch of people over there in London here recently who believe it because of your program, and they came right along, and so you did a great service.
What are they like, our listeners?
Did they give you money?
Are they nice?
I don't know. I think some probably did. They become a part of the Church of God.
Okay, becoming a part of the Church of God, does this mean you will be saved?
No, it means you're going to have a special relationship with God, and you look to God to bring you through what's ahead, obviously. It's people who have repented. They've repented of some of their beliefs that they know have found out that are wrong. They believe that they're wrong, and they started trying to live what is right. That's what everyone should do.
Okay. Endtime2008.com.
You got it.
You'll get a free book that could change your life. Okay, good. Ronald, talk soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Next Thursday...